The college experience, Purdue Boilermakers at the Ohio State Buckeyes, Big Ten college basketball preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network's presented by WinBet. Sign up using our link, receive a $500 risk-free bet. That's right, $500. And if you send in your first bet slip, you also get a free t-shirt as well. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/win for a $500 risk-free bet. Yes, that's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/win. That's WYNN. We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is the home for avid sports bettors, providing insight, analysis, and free betting picks. Better Than Vegas, it's like YouTube for sports betting. Make sure you subscribe to our page so you don't miss one of our picks. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. We're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in paperhead providers, and they make it super easy for you to start your own sports book. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by Better Edge. Yes, Better Edge is a stock exchange for sports bets, allowing you to bet and sell betting positions like the stock market. And the best part is it allows you to bet with no VIG. That's right, no VIG betting. That's legal in 40 states. Sign up at betteredge.com, promo code SGP for a free $10 bet. That's better, betteredge.com, promo code SGP. Yes. Woo-wee. Welcome to the college experience. Purdue Boilermakers at the Ohio State Buckeyes, Big Ten college basketball preview. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, AKA Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick. And we are picking the best conference in college basketball, the Big Ten. There's no denying it. Nothing's close to it. This year, the Big Ten is the best I've ever seen it. And you know, you're kind of getting just carnage like we expected after seeing a lot of these teams be really good early on. But two teams that are both 5-3 in the Big Ten and both coming in on a 3-game win streak. And I'll be honest, as much as I know, I've been winning people money short of 2 days last week on a Wednesday and Thursday where I just went a little cold. That was my first real cold stretch of the season. I will say that I've had a hard time handicapping Ohio State and Purdue, especially over the past week. Matt Painter does a great job of just overachieving, because Ohio State, I think we knew was going to be good this year. Holtman, I mean, they had Lydell injured for a while. So I understood their losses. Ohio State lost to Purdue earlier in the year. Understood their loss to Northwestern, even though they almost won that thing, and some of the other ones. So, I think that that this game. First off, just it's unbelievable what Purdue is doing. I compare him to Tony Bennett, what Matt Painter is doing, because I feel like you come in. I remember watching Purdue early on. I think it was against Liberty out the gate. And I was just like, this team's not going to be very good this year. Watch that game. And I'm like, they struggled. And I just thought there's no way. And he just improves so much. I remember watching Virginia last year, and I want to say it was against like Navy or Mount St. Mary's or something. They won by like 2 or 4 early in the year. And I'm telling one of my co-hosts, Patty C, I'm like, dude, they're going to struggle this year. And then they end the season winning like 10 of 11 or something and look like a team that could be a real big problem in the NCAA tournament with the way they're playing defense. Well, the same can be said in a way about Purdue and how Painter coaches them up throughout the season. A lot of that I think helped with getting Eric Hunter fully healthy. But Travion Williams has been a fucking animal for this team. 15 points per game, 10 boards. Really excited to see the matchup of Lydell against Travion Williams. Now the Ohio State does have two bigs, maybe even three with Suing and Young. Even Key gets about 15 minutes a game, and Aarons as well. So they got some depth, but I mean, obviously Purdue known to have these big guys, you know, Zach Edey, Mason Gillis, Aaron Wheeler gets some solid minutes. So it's going to be really compelling to watch the bigs in this game. Now the guard play, I favor Ohio State with Pearl Washington Jr., Pearl Washington's son. And then CJ Walker, the Florida State transfer. I like that guard play. I think it makes Ohio State a dangerous team night in, night out. Actually I'll be honest, like Purdue's got probably more depth at the guard spot. Stefanovic can hit the three. Eric Hunter Jr. is a guy that I still feel like is getting, he played big the other night against Purdue, and Brandon Newman. And then even Jaden Ivey gets some solid burn for them. Same with Isaiah Thompson. So I think Purdue's got the depth, although I favor the front court, the starting guards of Ohio State, if that makes sense. Gonna be a compelling matchup though. Especially they're like kind of mirror images, but you know, recently been kind of underachieving, playing great defense. What, Ohio State's currently 63rd in the NCAA on points per possession. That's pretty impressive. Been great defending the perimeter all year. Holding Big Ten teams to shooting 30% from 3-point range. That's second in the Big Ten. And they also, this is the key thing, although I think if there's one team that can test this, it might be Purdue, but they've cleaned up rebounding. Ohio State on the defensive glass, just killing it. They're second in the Big Ten. So you're only limited to one shot traditionally when you're playing the Buckeyes. And I actually think that stat's probably even better because Lydell missed so much time. So food for thought there. But Purdue though is a team that is efficient at rebounding as well. So perhaps, you know, and they've played once before, you know, Ohio State looking for a revenge spot here. Currently Ohio State is 16 in Ken Palm's rankings. That's, you know, pretty impressive. I mean, the Big Ten is just so deep. And the Buckeyes do lead the all-time series 91-89. Pretty close all-time series there. But it's going to be really interesting to watch the guards of Ohio State. I think the game's up to them. I really do. Like, I think Lydell and Williams are going to get theirs. Stefanovic, can he hit those threes? Will they be there? Will they be open threes available there? But Hunter Jr. and Newman going head to head with Walker and Washington. And I favor Walker and Washington there. I like the revenge spot. Only thing is I do like the depth of Purdue a little more. And I think Purdue does have a ton. And this isn't a shot at Holtman, but I just think Painter's such a good coach. I think there's a coaching edge to Purdue. Having said all that, the line in this game is it opened at Ohio State -3. It's now at -4. So the money coming in on the Buckeyes, man, I'm actually seeing it at 4.5 at Circa right now. I think the play is that's a tough play. I think you want to take Ohio State though, revenge spot. And I think they have a better, they're healthier this time. I think they got a better starting five at the moment, but it's tempting. The more that when that line opened at -3 and I saw it a few hours, you know, 6 hours ago or something, I thought, oh, I'm going to take Ohio State for sure. Now seeing 4.5, I'm like, yeah, it might be Purdue. Free throw shooting could be big in this one as well. I think the key for Purdue to win this game is, I'm going to say this. I'll give you a couple players that will be key for them. I'm going to say Zach Edey and Mason Gillis, very essential because Ohio State's got multiple bigs that can beat you. Those guys are going to get tested. They need to have big games. Stefanovic from three. We've seen games where that guy, when he's on, he could be a problem. I think Ohio State if you can win the glass, like you've been, if you like winning it game in, game out for the most part, this whole season, you win the glass here against a tough rebounding team, a tough just team in general with Purdue, a lot of height. Then I think you win the game. So give me the Buckeyes. I don't love this play. One of the best games of the day, though. Really intrigued by this matchup, but give me the Buckeyes to get it done. Can't wait to watch this one. The Big Ten is just, I mean, both these teams could win the Big Ten. The winner of this game could win the Big Ten. I fully think they're alive and well with that Minnesota, you know, given Michigan that loss and Michigan's remaining schedule being incredibly challenging. I'm going to say, take the Buckeyes here. Shout out to, but I want to specifically shout out Tommy's Diner in Columbus. Guys, we got a fucking pandemic on our hands, and you know, it's our duty as Americans to support mom and pop shops, you know, our essential neighbor. You don't want to support, you know, fucking Banana Republic, some corporation or some, you know, some nonsense, but you know, they're fine, right? It's the mom and pop places that I think make America so unique. And we really got to do that. And Tommy's Diner is a legendary diner. It's been there for a long time. You know, open 6:30 to 2:30 PM every single day. And let me tell you, this place is, they serve breakfast all day. You can't go wrong with the place serving breakfast all day. So make sure you check out Tommy's Diner for the best food. And look, we got to keep it. If you're in Columbus, come on, step up, go to Tommy's Diner. It's great food, great experience. So, you know, 9914 West Broad Street, Columbus, Ohio. All right. They're fucking great people. They got some of the best food I think I've ever had in Ohio. So go over there, check it out. And if you're not living in Columbus, we can all do this thing. You know, wherever you live, support some independent business, man. We know they need it. This is a lot of neighbors and friends and stuff that we have no idea that they're getting hit the way they're getting hit. I got a friend that owns a motel, and he was explaining to me here in Los Angeles that the mayor, had shut down. They've been getting killed. They've been getting killed. Now, you know, now it's one thing to own a motel in Santa Monica, but when you start spending, him and his siblings own it. So they spend based on that income, and now they're in a jam essentially because of, could be in a jam. I mean, I don't know. We're trying to support it. But my point is that there's places everywhere, guys. It's our responsibility. And I think, you know, a lot of times the internet can blind us. So we order an Amazon again or wherever the fuck, we can go out there and step up and support some independent business, some family owned places. All right. But anyway, my play is to take Ohio State. I don't love this play between this and the Bama LSU game. I'm probably going to not bet that, but I'm going to bet the Pitt Duke game. I'm intrigued to watch all these, though. What a great slate of college basketball games. We're really starting to get into the thick of it. I think the key will be Ohio State rebounding. That's the point of emphasis right there. And I also think their bigs will be that matchup of the bigs against Purdue's bigs. Purdue's got to step it up. Buckeyes get revenge. Purdue took them down earlier in the year. They avoid the sweep. They're going to get it done. Guys, if you're a first time listener to the College Experience, make sure you subscribe. We're available on all platforms you can listen to podcasts at. We also have, we've been handicapping games, every single Division I college basketball, college football game for 4 years now. Me, Patty C, my co-host, NC Nick, my co-host, we've been handicapping every single game, each and every single season, each college basketball season. We're over 500 as a collective, but also independently, same with college football. And our locks have been way over 500. We give you all of that for free on the College Experience and basically via a spreadsheet that we publish at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. We also tweet them out daily. And yes, we will be covering the FCS football season kicking off February 13th. So make sure you stay tuned. We will break it down. What else do I want to say here, guys? We don't charge for picks. And we won't charge for picks. I don't believe in it. I think, you know, between me and you, no disrespect to the guy selling the picks, I just think they're fucking hacks. So what I'm saying is, I can't, look, can you get over to iTunes and give us a 5-star review? We're giving you 4 years. Each year we've been, look, if it was 1 year, you could say these guys were idiots who got lucky. But at 4 years, I think you just say, hey, these guys are idiots, but they know a thing or two about football, college football and college basketball. So I'm going to tail their picks and it'll be an extra in source of income for my, you know, for my year. And my girlfriend or wife will love me, or whoever in your life, your son, you're buying him fucking, you know, the PlayStation 7 or whatever the fuck it is these days. He's going to love you because of that extra income. You know what I mean? You can even, but you got to do me a favor and go out and buy an old school Nintendo and play some Tecmo Super Bowl with them. Show them what a real football game is like. But yeah, please get over there, guys. If you can, give us a 5-star review. Oftentimes sponsors have told us it's pretty essential to them going into business with the podcast. They'd like to see fans engaged talking about the product they're about to invest in. So perhaps you leave us a nice review, say some good things about us, and some company out there sees it. All right. So, and then next thing you know, I'm giving you more breakdowns. You're getting more breakdowns. You're winning more bets because I'm giving you those breakdowns, right? You're going to Tommy's Diner more often. All right. Cause it's like Cheers. Everyone knows your name. You know what I mean? You're just going to feel warm and sweet because you're helping out independent businesses. They're going to return you the favor with some quality food and great service. And it's a perfect fucking equation, guys. Right? You're going to start having more money in your pocket. Women are going to, your girlfriend that was thinking about leaving you, now she's saying, hey, maybe I stick it out with old Steve, you know? I'm just saying maybe. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, guys, but please give us that review. All right. Give us that review and check us out. If you give us that review, take a screenshot, tag me at the Colby D on Twitter, and I'll enter you in a David Stern like raffle. And I know these Ohio fans will know what I'm talking about because Patrick Ewing should have been a Cleveland Cavalier. It was all rigged. Hate to tell it to you, but yeah, I'll get you in a raffle where you are guaranteed to win a College Experience t-shirt. We'll send you a nice College Experience t-shirt that'll look nice on you. Your girlfriend that was thinking about leaving you will fucking probably go down on you because she sees that shirt wrinkle free, just thinking, hey, this guy's wearing a sexy shirt. Boom. No matter what your situation is, if you're in a bowling league and you don't have a girlfriend, you're going to wear it out to the bowling league. Next thing you know, you're throwing turkeys left and right. Random chicks at the bowling alley want to plow you, or want to get plowed by you, I should say. Anyway, do that. I'm at the Colby D on Twitter. Patty C is on Twitter at Patty C831. NC Nick is on Twitter at NC underscore NICK. And the Sports Gambling Podcast is on Twitter at the SGP Network. Give them all a follow. Check out the Sports Gambling Podcast Slack channel as well. All right, guys, this is the College Experience, Ohio State Purdue style. I say take the Buckeyes in a revenge spot, minus the 3 or whatever that fucking number is now. You better start thinking about yours. And we out.